This is Dr. De Clown with amputation patient. I was seen on on the 22nd of January 2013. First patient is William Mendoza, M-E-N-D-O-Z-A, William W-I-L-L-I-M. Mr. Mendoza was seen for a follow-up visit on the 22nd of January 2013. I did discuss with him. I had a discussion with him regarding his current condition, situation, issues, concerns, period. The patient still complains of having severe pain in his lower back. In the past few weeks, his pain has gotten somewhat worsened, resulting from the current weather changing. The cold weather doesn't seem to help him, period. His pain is managed right now with medication. Period. He is not going to physical therapy. Period. We have referred the patient for intervention treatment previously that has not materialized for some odd reason. Period. Therefore, I have again advised him to be seen again. Have a consultation with. interventional physicians, namely Dr. Radin, period. That's Dr. Louis Radin, period. The patient was told that probably having an injection in the spine, particularly in the facets, might be beneficial to him, period. The patient is agreeable to that, period. On the other hand, the patient tells me that medication seems to be beneficial to him, period. The physical examination on this day of the patient is returning time 3. The AFib is walking independently without any assistive device. He's not using a cane walker. The patient continues to have problems with his lower back, pain with an extension of the lumbar spine, also pain with examination of the facets. Both extensions have been the rotations tend to increase his pain level, period. Neurologically, he is intact. There's no any significant weakness, period. The patient does have limited range of motion of the lumbar spine. Both the flexion extensions have been in rotation, period. He does also have positive findings with straight leg raisings on the left side, the pain radiating down to his left calf, period. Assessment is status postmortem VA claxons with degenerative disc disease and also chronic back pain. Number one, number two is myofascial pain. Number three is facet arthrosis, traumatic in nature, and also radicular pain, period. The recommendation is continuation of his medication, such as Vicodin 3 times a day around the clock, Flexo 1 twice a day, Naproxen 5 milligrams 1 twice a day. The patient has been told to look into injections, namely epidural block or facet blocks, on the fluoroscopy, period. I've advised him to consider that seriously, period. Otherwise, I'll see the patient in 4 weeks for further evaluation recommendation. This concludes. Thank you very much.